My school introduced reduce, reuse, recycle when I was in third grade. I was only told the basics of 3 R's. Reduce plastic use, reuse paper for scraps, and recycle metal cans, plastic bottles, and paper. But I felt empowered. It was as if me, a 9-year-old, was given the key to saving the planet, and the fate of the earth was in my little tiny hands. And that was my first formal introduction to climate change and sustainability. Though, at the time, sustainability was such a big word and concept to grasp. Fast forward 13 years later, I finally understood the significance of sustainability. The 3 R's was about taking action, whereas sustainability is about taking accountability for our actions. Let me break it down so you get a clearer picture. According to the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development, sustainable development is one that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. To put it simply, living sustainably is making conscious choices that does not harm the environment, society, and the economy. So, how do we then live sustainably? 13 years ago, that meant managing waste properly. Today, sustainable living extends beyond that and can be incorporated into almost every aspect of our lives, in our foods, commute, and lifestyle. Start small, using tote bags or other plastic alternatives when shopping for groceries. This reduces the amount of plastic bag waste since less is consumed, and the reduced demand for them would signal manufacturers as well as other businesses and retailers to focus less on plastic bags. Before shopping, take notes of what you need to purchase. This helped me curb my impulsive eyes and hands from reaching for things I don't need, reducing my consumption, waste, and money spent too. Did you know that roughly 1/3 of food produced in the world for human consumption annually gets lost or wasted? That's approximately 1.3 billion tons of food waste globally, which could have instead been allocated to actual consumption or donation. If you have waste cluttered, organize them according to their materials. If you want to play your part without the hassle, drop the organized waste to the nearest recycling bins or bank. It may seem minuscule at first, and similar to what even primary school kids are doing, but little goes a long way. Or if you want to get creative, repurpose the waste. Plastic bottles could be turned into vases, and paper can be remade at home. You can even turn them into seed papers. There are still so many other ways to be sustainable, and those were just some of them. But remember that you cannot spell sustainable without sustain. Being sustainable should be consistent and incorporated to our lifestyle. 13 years ago, I was taught that saving the earth begins with a single action. Today, I know that saving the earth is a journey requiring patience, consistency, and effort. For our changes to impact the environment around us, for our changes to touch lives, and for our changes to last, the changes has to be done in a sustained manner. Being sustainable means we are accountable for our own actions.